Title: How an entire class of prison guard trainees could have been saved by a simple bystander intervention program. Content: In December 2019, an entire class of West Virginia prison guard trainees was reportedly fired for giving the Nazi salute in their graduation photo. The incident is not only a chilling display of a detestable symbol of genocide. It is also a crystal-clear example of the problem of the passive bystander. But modern training methods, based on current research on the science of bystandership, can help prevent such abuses before they occur. Such programs are being successfully adopted by law enforcement agencies and other organizations around the country. What happened in West Virginia? Several news outlets have published the November graduation photo showing a class of over 30 prison guard cadets displaying the Nazi salute. According to published reports, the gesture was one cadet's idea of a tribute to the group's training officer. An internal investigation of the incident found that the training officer, Carrie Bird, saw nothing wrong with the gesture and allowed it to continue. Several class members objected to the gesture, but went along out of fear of retaliation. Two other instructors saw the gesture and spoke out, thinking their duty to object was fulfilled. A corrections department captain, Annette Daniels-Watts, reportedly recognized that the picture would cause the department embarrassment, but allowed the photo to be printed and distributed with graduation materials. The department's subsequent internal investigation concluded that the entire class, and several of the instructors, should be fired. Acting on the recommendation, West Virginia Governor Jim Justice fired the entire class on New Year's Eve. Multiple opportunities to intervene, as goes the adage often attributed to Edmund Burke, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is that good people do nothing. We don't know if there were any actual Nazis in the West Virginia cadet class, but it is safe to assume not all were. Many participants in the incident had opportunities to intervene, but none did. The instigator of the incident reportedly said he was honoring the instructor with the gesture. To classmates who objected, he assured them that since there was no racial motivation behind it, the gesture was acceptable. Two other instructors witnessed the gesture being made during training exercises and informed the class of the inappropriateness of the gesture. Those instructors reportedly thought their comments stopped the inappropriate behavior. Yet multiple instructors later saw the graduation photograph and did nothing to stop its publication. And the captain in charge of cadet basic training, when shown the photograph by a secretary responsible for assembling the graduation materials, reportedly told the secretary, "Oh, I should just pull it, but since you have them all already printed, you might as well go ahead and stuff them into the packets." At each of these moments, a bystander could have helped stop the activity. But the bystanders didn't have the tools they needed to act effectively. Inhibitors to action. Why do people fail to effectively intervene against a behavior they know is wrong? We all do it. The answer is that the tactics and strategies for successful intervention are not innate. We need to be trained to overcome factors that inhibit action in the face of bad behavior. The West Virginia investigation report concludes as follows: there is no dispute that the gesture and photograph were highly offensive. The investigation did not reveal any overt motivation or intent of discrimination towards any racial, religious, or ethnic group. Rather, the report identifies the factors behind the incident as poor judgment, ignorance, peer pressure, and fear of reprisal. All the factors identified in the report are well-documented inhibitors to active bystandership. Importantly, good peer intervention techniques are proven to address such inhibitors. The program instituted by the New Orleans Police Department is one such program. The program is known as Ethical Policing is Courageous, or EPIC. It was implemented by the men and women of the NOPD with the support and guidance of several outside experts, including the department's judicially appointed monitors, Jonathan S. Arany and David L. Douglas. Both are members of the Shepard Mullen Organizational Integrity Group. Since then, the EPIC program has been